action.
Leotis.
I didn't go to Central. I went to Hall High.
Oh. Critical error.
Go Warriors. But I'm just so thankful. I truly feel blessed today. First, God is really good. And second, being inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, I am deeply honored and grateful for the honor. I want to thank William Montgomery and the voting committee for this opportunity to be a part of this 2014 class. This is a great honor for me and my family. I want to congratulate all the inductees today. They are all very distinguished elite professionals. I am just honored to be a part of this class. My life started out as the son of a sharecropper in a small community outside of England, Arkansas. And now I'm being inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. The years in between that time frame represent my faith, successes, failures, life lessons, family, and legacy. The road to this point was not an easy one, but as with life and sports, success comes with a price, and that's hard work. God put people in your life for a reason. I had great coaches that helped me become a better man, athlete, husband, father, and person. Some of these coaches were A.C. Crater from Booker Junior High School, C.W. Keppel from Hall High School, Coach Frank Broyles, Lou Holtz, and my ace and good friend, Dean Weber, and a host of great athletes and teammates that pushed me when I didn't feel like going on. To my parents, who was no longer with us, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Harris Sr., they had a big influence on me. The unconditional love and the discipline they gave me, taking me to church when I was growing up. They instill in me that God is the answer, and He is always in control. And my lovely wife, Gloria, I want to say thank you for hanging in there with me for 40 years. Through the good times, bad times, and everything in between, you are my friend and the mother of my children. My kids, Leotis Jr., Michael, Antonio, Derek, and Talisha. And those grandkids, there's too many to name. In closing, growing up in that small community outside of England, Arkansas was hard. The first 12 years of my life was not good. I watched my father and siblings work from sunup to sundown. I remember walking to the store down a rock road in the summertime with no shoes on. I remember hearing my mother praying at night before she went to bed, and she would say, "Lord, watch over my children." You see, I know God answers prayers because I lost my mother when I was 12 years old. And through the years, I know God is still watching over me. As I take my seat, I want to share with you a Bible verse. And it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Thank you.
Ah, that's a good one. Leotis Harris.
Leotis!
On the podium there. I'll tell you what, Matty T, let's take our next time out real quick. Here we'll come back and get some more from the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame inductions. Again, a number of very worthy former Razorbacks going in today, joining a lot of other former Razorbacks. And in addition, some other athletes, coaches from around the Southwest Conference. So much more coming up. We'll take a break. Come back in the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
At Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
All right, we go back inside. Welcome back to the Little Rock Touchdown Club, presented by our friends at Epic Health. Southwest Conference inductions into the Hall of Fame. A little catch-up work being done. Lance Allworth,
Cats
Mike
up.
Conley. Yes, Leotis Harris, Sidney Moncrief, Billy Moore, Lloyd Phillips, Clyde Scott, Eddie Sutton, and a young lady we had the pleasure of meeting earlier, Melody Tsai. Now Melody O'Reilly, a former cross-country and track star for Arkansas. Set back inside. We'll see who's up next.
I thought about a guy in East Little Rock. His name was Robert.
That sounds like Sidney Moncrief to me. Yeah.
Her voice got deeper.
You know, I was like, who in the heck is Robert Pig Bryant? Well, he's a kid that I would get in fights with all the time. All the time I would get in fights with Robert Pig Bryant, and he would beat me all the time. And guess what? I would keep fighting, and we would have an argument, and then I would keep what? I would keep fighting, and we have an argument. I would keep fighting. I want to thank Robert Pig Bryant because I finally won one fight. And Robert taught me how important resolve is. Resolve is so important. As we go through life, you have ups and downs, you have victories, you have defeats. But through it all, you fight until you win. So I want to thank Robert Bryant for that. And Coach Elders, who's not here today, who's my high school coach, taught me a lot of different things about toughness, about teamwork. He had this little peg board that we had to physically put the peg in the hole and just climb up till we get to the top. And I didn't understand what these coaches were doing when I was in school, but it made a difference in the toughness and also the resolve that I had as a player. And of course, Coach Charles Ripley. Is Coach Ripley here anywhere? Coach Ripley, who was the first person that made me understand that when you see a McDonald's sign or a Burger King, or back then it was another place called, what's the hamburger place years ago here? Minuteman. When you saw a Minuteman sign, that someone could afford to buy something, and it was Coach Ripley, because I couldn't. So he was the first person that talked to me that, hey, people can take care of you. People can care for you as a human being without wanting anything in return. And I want to encourage the people here in Little Rock, Central Arkansas, to know that you develop the best athletes in the world because of the way you nurture people, the way you give without wanting something. And that was really the big difference in my success. And Coach Sutton, I love Coach Sutton. Love him. Joe Klein, you don't look like him, but I'm glad you're here to represent him. Because he's the person that made the big difference. When I was at Arkansas, we won 102 games and lost 20. That's amazing. I had to look back on the record. Thank God for the internet. But Coach Sutton was very crucial in my development as a player and as a person. I want to thank him. You all don't realize it, but he produced more quality pro basketball players than any coach in the history of the university. And that's very impressive. But not only quality basketball players, but quality people. And that's what was important to Coach Sutton. I want my son to stand up. Brett, where are you? I want him to stand up. Thank him for being here, representing. Representing my, I have four sons. He's one of my four. He's the oldest. George Moncrief, my brother, stand up. He's representing my seven siblings. Thank him for being here. I have a number of friends, Bud Grisham, I saw Jim Rascal, I saw Skip, I saw a lot of people. I want to thank you guys. And most of all, I want to thank the Razorbacks for giving me this experience. Being a Razorback is so special. I remember when we, anybody remember the Houston Cougar game? You remember that? We beat Houston 90, I looked that up too, because I've played in a lot of NBA games. When Houston came to the Southwest Conference, we were so excited, Carol, about Houston getting there. They came to Barnhill. And they had this great team, and we were so geeked up. We beat them 92-47. Woo! Remember that? You remember that, Carol? Yeah, yeah. So those were the good days, and those were the days that were special. We had the big parade, went to the Final Four. All those things I remember makes Arkansas so special. It makes being a Razorback very special. And I want to thank you all for this honor. I will cherish it for the rest of my life. The rest of you guys, you're special. You're great. Joe, Razorback forever. Thank you all very much.
I don't know if he's here today, but he's watching tonight somewhere. Robert Pig Bryant's just going to go, yeah. Should have known by the seating, it's Hall over here and Central over here. You know they have those recruiting services. Well, back when Billy Moore was playing, did they have anything like that? No, maybe I think Campbell was doing his Texas magazine, maybe included Arkansas back then. But Billy Moore, out of high school, had some folks look at some tape, and they said, without a doubt, he would have been a five-star recruit coming out of Little Rock Central. He was part of Frank Broyles' first recruiting class at Arkansas. During his time as a Hog, Billy Moore's teams went 25-8, won a Southwest Conference championship, and became contenders for a national title. And during the Billy Moore years, and this is important, that's when Arkansas emerged as a new national power. This 5'10" still looks about the same size, 178-pound quarterback would become the first Arkansas quarterback to earn All-American honors. Billy Moore is also a member of the University of Arkansas Sports Hall of Honor and the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And today, this old-school hog has a new honor. He's a member of the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
I really don't know what I'm doing here with all these great athletes, tell you the truth. But I wasn't as great a player. I had a lot of bullshit to me. My players, unfortunately, they believed me. But when you get in the huddle and you got 20 eyeballs looking at you, you got to do something, you know. And I had enough BS in me to convince them that they were as good as anybody. If we lost, it was our fault. I want to thank the people for electing me to this, because every young man dreams about things like this. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Boy, if you wondered what this means to players like from Arkansas, just to listen to Billy Moore. We do stream this, I want you to know, Billy. And I got a note from KTV. After you started your speech, our streaming numbers went through the roof. Well, coming out of high school, Big Lloyd Phillips had a big decision to make. Would it be the Marines or college football? He chose Arkansas and became the most dominant lineman ever to play for the Hogs. He was a three-year starter at defensive end, earned all Southwest Conference honors all 3 years, was named an All-American twice, and he was at his best in the biggest games. Lloyd Phillips had 9 tackles, and the Hogs went over Nebraska in the 1965 Cotton Bowl, and he had 17 tackles in the 1966 Cotton Bowl. And in 1966, Lloyd Phillips was named the Outland Trophy winner, which goes to the nation's most outstanding interior lineman. Today, Lloyd Phillips is honored as a member of the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
You know, I'm very humbled to be here. Like all these folks, excuse me, have stated before me. But I want to thank the Little Rock Touchdown Club, David Brazel, and all the folks involved in putting this program together. I also want to thank the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame committee, and a special thanks to Bill Montgomery and Randy Robinson for all the hard work they did to make sure this program came. Also, the thing mostly that I want to note today is Coach Broyles and all my former coaches, all my former teammates from 64 through 66. If it had not been for them, I wouldn't be standing at this podium. And I think everyone here is very much aware, you know, of that. I also want to thank two of my former teammates that were great friends at that time, and they still are. And that's Jim Williams, who also played defensive tackle, and Ken Hatfield. These two not only taught me, you know, what it was like, and they were a mentor as far as teaching me to enjoy playing a kid's game, but they also were very, you know, I was very influenced by their way that they felt like you should live your life to the fullest, helping people and setting a good example. And again, I want to say, you know, I am very humbled and want to say thank you very, very much.
Tell you what, Matty T, let's go ahead and take our final time out here real quick. We'll come back. That was Lloyd Phillips, who is, much like my man Harry King, a fine gentleman. Fine gentleman. It's a sweet soul for a guy that tore things up on the defensive line back in the day.
Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to the Zone, live from the Little Rock Touchdown Club at the Marriott in Little Rock for the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We will go back to the podium now. Clyde Scott, I believe his son, is giving his induction. Let me check Matty T if he's still on there.
I like to think that opened the door for all the great All-Americans that came after. There have been 44 All-Americans since Clyde Scott. I also like to think that his stepping on campus with that notoriety was the critical catalyst that jump-started the program and put it on a path to become the great program that we have today. Now, see, if Dad were here, he would have never, ever said that. Now, at the time he was playing in the late 40s in the Southwest Conference, there's another great running back, one of the early members of this Hall of Fame, playing for SMU by the name of Doak Walker, the great Doak Walker, three-time All-American, 1948 Heisman Trophy winner. Some people say the greatest running back of the Southwest Conference, certainly the 20th century. Now, I know we have some Texans with us today, and I expect Texans would have a hard time believing this, but at the time they played, there was a little bit of a controversy as to who was better, Doak Walker or Clyde Scott. Bud Whetstone, who's with us. Bud, raise your hand. Bud is an attorney here in town, very close friend of my dad's. Bud tells of a survey that was conducted at the time where they surveyed players of the Southwest Conference who'd played against Doak Walker and Clyde Scott, asking who was better. 65 said Doak Walker. 79 said Clyde Scott of Arkansas. So he wouldn't have told you that one either. What he would have done if he was here is he would have thanked the selection committee for including him on such a outstanding group of inductees. And he would have thanked Bill Montgomery for seeing to it that Arkansas is more fairly represented, and this is a great start. And there's one more thing Dad would have done. Billy, you're contagious, buddy. Standing in front of this particular group of diehard Razorback fans, he would have said thank you, because I can tell you from personal experience how much he appreciated the wonderful way that he has been treated all these years by the fans of Arkansas and by the media. So on behalf of my dad, with humility and great appreciation to the selection committee and certainly to the great fans of Arkansas, in what may be his last opportunity, he'd like to say thank you so much for remembering.
Well, I know Dad would be proud of you in that speech. And by the way, you know, Basil's the king of awards. He's scribbling back there right now. Best running back in Arkansas, Clyde Scott Award. I can guarantee one thing. It's going to be huge. It may be bigger than the boot. And by the way, it's time to bring that boot back to Arkansas this Saturday. Well, Eddie Sutton's incredible coaching career included a program-changing 11-year run at the University of Arkansas. He took the Razorbacks to 9 NCAA tourneys, and his Hogs played in the 1978 Final Four. He led Arkansas to 5 Southwest Conference championships and was named Southwest Conference Coach of the Year 4 times. His record at Arkansas was 260-75. That winning percentage of 77.6% is the highest in the history of the Southwest Conference. He was the first coach to take 4 different schools to the NCAA tourney, and he's one of only 8 major men's basketball coaches with 800 wins. He was named AP National Coach of the Year twice, and in 2011, Coach Sutton was inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Today, another impressive honor for Coach Eddie Sutton. He is a member of the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. He couldn't make it, and I couldn't think of a better or bigger guy to accept the award than Big Joe Klein.
Well,
don't get to thinking about
you. All right?
Or you'll cry too. Yeah. Start thinking about your mama. You'll cry.
Man, what happened to you? Very, very deserving, Billy. Don't you think it's not for one second? But on behalf of Coach Sutton, I'm very honored to stand up here before you today in front of such great athletes and great fans. I know that the first thing that he would say would be he would thank his players, as any coach would. I think that he would thank Coach Broyles for having the vision of seeing Arkansas basketball, renovating Barnhill Arena, going out and hiring a coach and seeing things that people who even lived here could not see, but Coach Broyles could see it. And he hired the right man in Coach Sutton, who then went out and recruited great players like this gentleman over here to my right, who is the best Arkansas Razorback basketball player ever to play. And to build it to where guys like myself up in Missouri, who had never really thought about even considering Arkansas, you know, now it's on the map because of Coach Sutton, Coach Broyles, and people like Sidney Moncrief, Ron Brewer, Counts, Delph. And he would thank the people of Arkansas, because as you know, back in the day, there was a lot of things that he had to sell. It wasn't like it is today. You know, he had to come down to Central Arkansas to a lot of people who are in this room today and sell Arkansas basketball, sell the vision, ask for contributions, ask for money, and as you always do, you stepped up to the plate, and look what we have here today. And the last thing I'd like to say is that, you know, Coach was, you know, when you play for Coach Sutton, you love Coach Sutton. And, you know, I lost my dad in 86, and he's been a father to me for a lot of years, and he's a good man, and he's struggling right now. And when you can, remember him in your prayers. I mean, he's having a tough time physically, and he loves Arkansas, and he was hoping so much to be here today, but unfortunately he can't. But I can promise you, as he's told me a million times, this is his favorite place, this is what he considers home, and he wanted me to thank you again from the bottom of his heart. Thank you.
We've seen today we have great athletes, but more importantly, we've seen up and down here, we have very good men on this table today. Well, and I said mentioned men. We're honoring one woman today. Now, it wasn't by design that she's the last one to be honored. Alphabetical order. But Melody Tsai was a New Jersey high school phenom. The cross-country star was named Track Athlete of the Century. At Ocean City High School at Arkansas, she became the first ever two-time cross-country All-American, also the first female Razorback athlete to be named All-American five times in any sport. Melody Tsai qualified for the NCAA championships eight times, and in 1987, she was the youngest runner to compete in the U.S. Indoor Championships. On September 5th, 1996, Razorback track star Melody Tsai became only the second woman ever inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Honor. Today, she's the only woman in this class of the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, Melody Tsai.
Well, first I want to apologize from that guy in New Jersey who didn't know where Arkansas was, considering that's where I grew up. And I'm going to wash your hands. Well, this is a truly great honor, and I want to say thank you to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame and the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame and the Little Rock Touchdown Club. You guys have done a beautiful job in honoring us here today. Thanks also to my family and friends for being here to celebrate the occasion with me. I have my husband Jerry and my four kids here, Megan, Keel, and Jack and Connor. I don't know if they want to stand or not, so I won't make them. But it's funny, when I got the call in August from Bill Montgomery, I was in the parking lot loading my groceries in the car, and never did I imagine in my wildest dreams that I would hear him say on the other end, "Melody, I've got some pretty sweet news for you." Sweet news indeed. I've been in a state of disbelief ever since, but I'm truly honored not only to be inducted as an athlete, but as first female athlete from U of A. An achievement I never dreamed possible, but one that I wholeheartedly accept. I am humbled to share the stage with so many great athletes and coaches, all with amazing accomplishments and careers during their time at Arkansas and beyond. In fact, two of my younger guys here are more excited and were more excited to hear about Sidney Moncrief and Mike Conley. You know, that all they could talk about is getting their autographs. Funny, the only autograph they ever asked for from me is to sign to get out of school early. When I arrived at Arkansas in 1984, I was wide-eyed and optimistic, just hoping I could keep improving and adjust to big-time running. On the team that first cross-country season, there were three Irish girls, three girls from Arkansas, and me, the girl from New Jersey. I fit right in with the foreigners. Heck, everybody's foreign to me. So, you know, training in Fayetteville proved to be challenging, but I adjusted and was a contributing member of the team right away. This was great for my confidence, considering I came from a small beach town in New Jersey, where my biggest hill was the bridge in and out of town. I attribute my success at Arkansas to my coach and fellow Razorback Hall of Honor member, Bev Rouse Lewis. Bev saw potential in me from day one. She carefully guided me through my college career and has been a great friend and mentor ever since. It's because of great coaches that I have had in my life that I became a coach 20 years ago. I still coach today at a high school, at a Pennsylvania high school, and also a youth program that coaches kids ages 5 through 8, kindergarten through 8th grade. I love giving back to the sport that has given me so much, the sport that made me who I am today. My time as a Razorback helped shape my life, not only athletically, but socially. The people I met throughout my 5 years in Fayetteville greatly impressed me. I felt welcome here in Arkansas. Even with my New Jersey accent and occasionally being called a damn Yank, it became my second home. It still is a place I always look forward to coming back to. Fayetteville holds a special place in my heart. I am a Razorback to my core, and you can ask my family and friends and they'll tell you, I never miss a chance to call the Hogs. I try to get them to join in, and they'll tell you, well, I try to get them to join in, and they haven't yet, but I saw you tonight. I saw you call the Hogs. So see what peer pressure does? It's amazing. So I'm so glad we got them to do it and broke the ice. In closing, I am overwhelmed by this honor. I never thought I accomplished enough in my career at Arkansas or in the Southwest Conference while I was there. I always wanted more. This honor lets me know I was pretty good. I thought it was great being inducted into the, you know, the Hall of Honor at Arkansas. To me, that was the ultimate achievement, but this is even bigger. I'm humbled, but I'm proud. So I say thank you once again for recognizing my contribution to the University of Arkansas and my accomplishments in the Southwest Conference.
That was Melody Tsai, the newest inductee into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. Thank you to all of them. They were fantastic speakers. It was, as expected, some touching moments. We didn't get a chance to hear a couple of them, but trust me when I tell you, they all brought the house down. Congratulations to all the inductees. Of course, Lance Allworth, Mike Conley, Leotis Harris, Sidney Moncrief, Billy Moore, who probably had the shortest but sweetest speech of them all. He gave a little bit of what everyone thought Billy Moore was going to give, a little bit of good, and showed his personality. Clyde Scott, Eddie Sutton couldn't make it. That was Joe Klein stepping in for him, speaking on his behalf, accepting it into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. And, of course, Melody Tsai was here with her family, which I didn't realize. First female U of A athlete inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, and it is long overdue for all those